From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has announced it's providing more than 200 additional troops and attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in the fight to retake the northern city Mosul captured by Islamic State. The announcement came from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday in Baghdad.
We are going to place additional advisors with the Iraqi security forces now down to brigade and battalion headquarters. We're going to make available attack helicopters in support of the ISF's ongoing efforts to envelop and then retake Mosul.
Carter also announced the U.S. will increase funding for Kurdish Peshmerga forces. President Obama spoke of the new support during a CBS television interview Monday.
As we see the Iraqis willing to fight and gaining ground, let's make sure that we're providing them more support. We're not doing the fighting ourselves, but when we provide training, when we provide special forces who are backing them up, when we are gaining intelligence, working with the coalitions that we have, what we've seen is that we can continually tighten the noose.
Mr. Obama said he expects by year's end the conditions will be set for Mosul to fall. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and top rebel leader Monday, urging them to both quickly establish their transitional government. Rebel leader Riek Machar is preparing to return to the capital, Juba, to be sworn in as first vice president and set up the government with President Salva Kiir. He is expected to arrive Tuesday. South Sudan erupted into a civil war more than 2 years ago, 6 months after Mr. Kiir fired Machar as vice president. In Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, Tuesday, a Taliban suicide bomber detonated explosives near the main national security agency, killing seven, wounding more than 300. This is VOA News. The future of UN-sponsored Syrian peace talks in Geneva is uncertain after opposition negotiators Monday announced they're delaying involvement in the formal negotiations until Damascus agrees to discuss the establishment of a transitional government. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura remains hopeful the talks will not collapse altogether.
They told us, however, their intention to remain in Geneva and possibly, at my own suggestion, to pursue technical discussions with myself and my team, particularly on the issues related to Resolution 2254 and the political transition.
Rebel negotiator Mohamed Alouche warned the truce has, quote, effectively been ended by the regime. He said the Assad government, backed by Russian warplanes, carried out multiple airstrikes Sunday and said Iran sent more troops to reinforce government forces battling for Aleppo. Rebels, meanwhile, announced their own offensive against government forces in northwest Latakia province. Israeli police say a bomb blast ripped through a commuter bus Monday at an industrial area of Jerusalem, wounding more than 20. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu linked the blast to terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to meet his Iranian counterpart, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, at the U.N. Tuesday over Tehran's concerns over the perceived lack of sanctions relief. Iranian officials have complained their country is not getting the sanctions relief specified in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the landmark nuclear agreement implemented in January. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're obviously aware of the concerns that they've expressed about the status of sanctions relief, and the Secretary is very mindful that that topic will come up tomorrow, that is very much on Foreign Minister Zarif's mind. It is, as I... And again, I wasn't trying to be glib, but it's all part of discussing the implementation of JCPOA. And from their perspective, this is very much an implementation issue. And he'll be prepared to discuss that.
A White House spokesman last week said the U.S. has been fulfilling its commitments under the so-called JCPOA. Hundreds of East African migrants are believed dead after their boat capsized in the Eastern Mediterranean. Witnesses and survivors told VOA the vessel overturned while carrying as many as 500 people. At least four civilians and a militant were killed in a shoot-off Monday in the Somali capital Mogadishu after gunmen opened fire on government officials in a car. A car bomb explosion killed a fourth civilian. European and Asian markets gained ground in trading Tuesday, extending a rally earlier in New York, with the Dow average closing Monday above 18,000 points for the first time since last July. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.